Tonight at the San Francisco International Film Festival, audiences will see the latest work from Czech director Jan Svankmajer. Svankmajer's new movie is called Odysonic. It's the story of a successful young couple desperate to have a child and the man-eating tree trunk they adopt. Svankmajer confounded Soviet censors and inspired a generation of younger directors abroad. David Darcy reports.
Jan Svankmajer has been making films since the 1960s, but he doesn't call himself a filmmaker. He prefers to say he's a surrealist who makes films.
Takhle, víte, já si myslím, že poezie je jenom jedna. A je zcela lhostejno, jakými prostředky se jí zmocníme.
I believe that there is only one poetry and it doesn't really matter what means we use. And the reason why I have not really presented myself as a filmmaker is that I have been involved, in addition to film, with equal intensity also in the art of collage, ceramics, graphic art too, or tactile experimenting.
Tactile is the word. In Otisonic, a man and wife, the Czech equivalent of yuppies, pull a stump out of the ground and nurse it, only to have it turn on them and eat their neighbors. That's tactile. Svankmajer says you can also call his films grotesque.
The genre of grotesquery, especially black grotesquery, is the genre that suits me best. This genre enables me to move between humor and horror, which is the level that I find most imaginative. Black grotesque, I think, is best suited to the condition of the contemporary civilization.
Like all works of surrealism, Svankmajer's films mix unlikely elements. They shift from live action to animation, and they blend the contemporary and the traditional. The story of Otisonic is an old Czech fairy tale about a tree that eats children, but it's set in modern Prague. So is Svankmajer's 1996 film about odd sexual impulses, conspirators of pleasure, in which ordinary people get aroused by feathers, chickens, food, and all sorts of other things. Critic Jay Holberman of The Village Voice says it's Svankmajer's masterpiece and his favorite film of 1997.
Animation unlike any other, in that there's actually very little animation, but what you realize is that he's using these actors and the obsessions of the characters that they play, and these obsessions are quite elaborate and involve all sorts of mechanical devices and rituals and so on. He's using these things almost as if they were objects and animating them. And then when he does go into animation late in the film, it's a revelation. Svankmajer is a genius at putting together things that you would never expect, particularly organic substances.
Czech film critic Radovan Holub remembers seeing his first Svankmajer film decades ago.
It was a short film. I cannot remember the name, but it was about a gentleman who swallows pieces of furniture. And as he swallows these pieces, he changes himself. This was the basic idea which made me very happy, that somebody changes as he swallows something.
Svankmajer's movies were too strange to get him into trouble at first, until the Soviet invasion of 1968, when most young Czech directors were banned from filmmaking. He turned to sculpture and collages. When Svankmajer returned to directing, he says the censors and the public saw political threats that he never intended. One sequence in his film Leonardo's Diary, jump cut from the drawing of a head by Leonardo da Vinci to a hockey player scoring a goal. It was called anti-Soviet and cut out because the film was made at a time when the Czech hockey team had just beaten the Soviet team.
Vlastně všechny moje filmy diváci v těch letech brali jako filmy, které jsou politické.
In those years, the spectators regarded all my films as political, interpreted them politically. Censorship banned a number of these films without being precisely able to say why they were banning them. Perhaps films were banned because the audience laughed during screenings. And they did not understand why people were laughing, so they believed there must be something there that is against the regime, so to be on the safe side, they banned the film.
By that time, Svankmajer's reputation had spread abroad through film festivals. His fans included Tim Burton and the brothers Quay. Now that Czech society has moved from communism to consumerism, which Švankmajer satirizes in his new film, critic Radovan Holub says the director is still as far from the mainstream as ever.
It's not accidentally that Mr. Švankmajer's last film, Otesánek, shows something which is very skeptical. He is not happier after this Velvet Revolution. And maybe he is more skeptical than he was before. I think that this last film is explanation for how he tries to overcome not only political regimes, but also consumerism and all the limitation we have inside of us.
As for Jan Švankmajer, he says he has plenty of subject matter in the Czech Republic, as long as there are aspects of the human species that society tries to suppress.
Když mluvím o té civilizaci, chtěl bych říct toto, že tato civilizace je velice utilitární.
This civilization poses as a very rational civilization, but human nature, human soul,
jako velice
is racionální
irrational. Civilizace.
And if the civilization was unable to give the irrational a dignified place in human life and in society, the irrational is a gushing force in the form of various absurdities. And this is something that we experienced in the totalitarian regimes, but we are experiencing it again in the democratic systems. That's the price we are paying for the fact that the civilization did not give the irrational part a dignified place in society.
Otesánek, Jan Švankmajer's new film, has been acquired for U.S. distribution by Zeitgeist Films. It's expected to be in theaters in the fall. The distributor is giving the film an English title, Little Otik, the name of the tree trunk child. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.